Recorded Books and One Click Digital present One Chance, a memoir by Paul Potts, narrated by Matt Addis, with an introduction narrated by Paul Potts. At the end of this recording, you can also hear author Paul Potts sing Puccini's Nessun Dorma. This book begins with a foreword by Simon Cowell.
Foreword by Simon Cowell. I have sat through a lot of auditions through the last decade, some good and a lot not so good. But there are a few auditions I will always remember for special reasons, and one of those is Paul Potts. It was the first season on Britain's Got Talent back in 2007. The auditions weren't going great, and I was genuinely worried whether we were going to find a star. We arrived in Cardiff, and the day was not going very well, but I remember a shy man in a funny suit walking onto the stage. I looked over to Piers. Piers rolled his eyes as Paul quietly told us he was an opera singer. Then I rolled my eyes. Then he started to sing. I will never forget that moment. The atmosphere in the theatre changed in an instant. He literally raised the roof, and I knew our show was safe. Over time, I got to know Paul as a person, and I got to know his other qualities. Paul has real courage. He overcame the bullying of his childhood as well as the many other obstacles life had thrown his way. Paul also has such dedication. He is someone who was always going to work hard to achieve his dream of a singing career. Paul's road to success reads like a film script, and now it has been turned into a movie. This couldn't happen to a nicer guy. He is genuinely one of the warmest, friendliest guys I have had the pleasure of working with. I am delighted and proud that we were able to give him that original chance, but everything else has been down to him.
Prologue. What a Difference a Day Makes. Read by Paul Potts. I will never forget that fateful day. That dull, wet Saturday morning on St. Patrick's Day in 2007, when I arrived at the Millennium Centre in Cardiff to audition for Britain's Got Talent. My father was panicking that my wife, Jules, and I would be late. The audition was the same day as a Wales-England rugby match, and having set off from our home in Port Talbot, we hit the traffic just outside Llantrisant, about 14 miles from Cardiff.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?